The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. It's a beautiful Sunday morning where I'm sitting here in the Valley of the Sun. I got my tag team partner in crime, as always, Mike Wilson, Dorfman, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We had the Hall of Fame take place this weekend, the inductees. It was interesting. T.O., wow, man. Interesting how all that shook out and went down. We had Johnny Football back in action as obviously he got a start in the CFL and then obviously the NFL. The real guys, man, those guys got it going as well on Thursday night. You had the Baltimore Ravens and the Chicago Bears. And believe me, so much to get into in Major League Baseball. And on the other side, Mike, we'll have our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, to talk to us about that. But good morning, my friend. How are you, Mike?
Hey, you know what? I don't know what your definition of beautiful is, but if 110 degrees is beautiful to you, then we got some discussion to take place. But I will say this, that the whole T.O. thing really upset me with what he did.
Well, we'll get into that. We'll get into a lot more. On the other side, like I said, we're going to talk to our professor of sports, John Poulter, about what's going on in Major League Baseball because, dude, the Boston Red Sox are fantastic. They're running away with things there. You got a great race going on in the National League West here with the D-backs and the Dodgers. So a lot to get into baseball-wise. We're going to do that. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Shirts being swung, voices raised as one. Got him. There it is. The National League Western Clown, and rightly so, preserved by Trevor Hoffman. For a club that was down 7-0 and refused to quit, they deserved it. The game and the Western Division title. And this big crowd came with that one thing in mind, to celebrate. And they were so very quiet at the end of 4.5 innings. And then the Padres came back, 3 in the 5th, 5 in the 6th, and they went on to win it like champions, 8-7.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. And in case you didn't know, that was obviously a baseball highlight. And we are now going to shift gears from the open, where we were talking, actually just kind of opening things up a lot. And Mike was at the practice last night for ASU, so talked a little bit about that. Also, I want to talk to you later in the show, Mike, about the changing culture here for the Arizona Cardinals because of what's going on with Steve Wilks. And I'm just getting a kind of a buzz here from people locally that it's just a much different camp. So we'll get into that in a little bit, but as always, right now, we're going to talk to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, about Major League Baseball, all the way from Canada. John Poulter, good morning. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Glad to have you. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks, guys. Good morning to you, and hope that you're both keeping well.
Oh, yeah, we're good. And obviously the Urban Meyer story, too, is heavily on our minds. So we'll get into that as well with what's going on there at Ohio State. But, John, we love talking baseball with you. And you know what? The Boston Red Sox are just absolutely there's no other way to say this. They're kicking ass and taking names. I mean, seriously, at the end of the day, this team is 44 games over 500. They've won 3 straight over the Yankees, looking for the clean sweep over them later on this afternoon or this evening. You got the Houston Astros kind of separating themselves a little bit. And then Oakland, man, they're playing really well. Seattle kind of fading a little bit, but not really because, you know, they've got 63 victories. But again, they're going to need to keep playing well. And then the Cleveland Indians, I guess you can say that they're distancing themselves, but that division I'm very unimpressed with. And then obviously on the other side, the National League, it's a lot closer. There's a lot of good races in the National League, John, with the Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves and the Nationals. I know they're 6 games out, but let's not count them out quite yet. Brewers a game back of the Cubs, but they've got the most victories in the National League. You got the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are 1 game ahead of the Dodgers. They seem to keep seesawing a little bit back and forth. The Rockies only 3 games back, and then San Francisco, who is taking a little bit of a beating from the Diamondbacks as of late, but they're 6 games back. So I think the races are more compelling in the National League, and I think the American League, you got 3 really good baseball teams, John.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Andy. And, you know, you led off with your comment about the Boston Red Sox and, you know, the fact that they've been kicking butt and been taking names, and I can't disagree with you on that. But here's an interesting comparison for you. If you looked at the standings on June the 15th and looked at them again today, you'd see that since that time, Boston has gone 30-11. And we're talking about how Boston has been kicking butt and taking names. But in that same period of time, Oakland Athletics 32-10. So they've actually had a better record. In fact, in that period of time, the Oakland A's have the best record in Major League Baseball. And I think they've made up something like 12.5 games on the Mariners in that spell, and that's unbelievable when you sit and think about it. I mean, it's not quite 2 months, and they've made up 12.5 games. I think Seattle's got some issues. Certainly, the last three nights they've lost to the Toronto Blue Jays, and that's not something that you should be doing if you've got championship hopes, postseason hopes. The Blue Jays right now are just a real mess, and yes, they have a lot of Canadian fans that go down to Seattle and basically outnumber the Seattle fans when the two teams play in Seattle. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't have thought that Seattle would have been as poor as they have been the last couple of months. I don't know what the problem is. They went on that tear after Cano was first suspended, and you know, maybe that was just nervous energy. Who knows? But I've been impressed with what I've seen from the Oakland A's, and you know, the other surprise there is that they really didn't do very much at the trade deadline to beef themselves up. So essentially, they've made up all this ground with the roster that they've had for most of the season, and I think that says an awful lot for Oakland A's management in terms of their assessment and perhaps more so their patience knowing what they had on the roster.
Hey, John, good morning. This is Mike. There are reports, or I don't know if it's confirmed yet, but Mike Socha is going to be, you know, he's setting here. He's ready to step down after the season. Has he just run his course in Anaheim, or is it something else, do you believe?
I have to think it's run its course, Mike. You know, he's been there, I think, 19 years. His contract ends this year. I'm not surprised that he's, if in fact it's true, and I saw this break when I was watching the Dodger game last night. They made an announcement that it was rumored to be true, and there's a post this morning on the MLB website authored by, and The Athletic, authored by Ken Rosenthal, who I have a tremendous amount of respect for as a baseball reporter, and he's generally pretty accurate with his sources. So my guess is that it's probably going to be true. I guess in one respect I'm not surprised. In the other respect, I am surprised in that I thought he might want to stick around and make it an even 20 years. But I think the Angels have got to the point where maybe a fresh voice is required there. We've talked about this a couple of times during the season on this program, and we've always kind of wondered why, with the amount of talent that the Angels have, do they continue to be this 500, 550, 480 type team? There's something not quite right there. I don't know. I don't think it's the amount of talent. I think it's the combination of talent. And I think over the years, they just haven't got that right mesh of experience and skill and pitching and defense. Somehow or other, it's a team of individuals as opposed to a team. And we all know that baseball is a team game, so that might be a key factor there. Be an interesting job for whoever gets that, because it's basically a team that's almost ready-made to make a run in 2019. So it's not like somebody's coming in with a Herculean task ahead of them to build a team and sit around for 3 or 4 years while the team gets good. So that's going to be interesting to see who picks up that job. In my mind, Mike Socha, over the last 15 or 20 years, has been the best manager in Major League Baseball. A little disappointed he hasn't done a little bit more other than the one World Series, given the talent that he's had on the field. But class individual, well-respected as a manager and as a person. I think the game will miss him if he does decide to walk away.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition, talking Major League Baseball. Hey, John, just real quickly before we get to the break, a lot of teams made a lot of moves. Whose moves do you think will pay off the most? And I'm one of those guys that you got to kind of wait and see, but just give us your early prognosis on what you think may happen and who were some of the winners and losers as far as the moves that were made so far.
Well, I think in terms of if we're looking at this season, I think you got to say that the Yankees and the Red Sox were probably the winners, because they took on other teams' high-priced stars that are major league ready and are going to not necessarily step right in and be top of the rotation, top of the batting order, heart of the batting order guys, but They're solid major leaguers. They're going to play a role. In terms of the long term, I didn't think too much of their strategy the first day I looked at it. I kind of wondered where they were going in terms of trading veterans for prospects and then going out and trading a couple of prospects for a veteran. But when I look at the packages that Tampa Bay got back for the players that they traded, I don't think they did too badly. And I think down the road, if we look at it 5 years from now, we might say that the best team in terms of their activity on July 31st, 2018 was the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, the Yankees need to continue their winning ways. The Athletics are right there. The Mariners are right there. So I think that AL wildcard race will be a three-team race, and those teams will be battling it out. Two of the three will make it. There's going to be a really good team that doesn't make it to the World Series in the American League. And then we'll get into the National League more on the other side, John, if that's okay. So we're going to continue with our professor of sports, John Poulter, on the other side, talking some Major League Baseball. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through. People, you can call us 1-800-878-7529. We'll be back with more of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Sox right fielder Mookie Betts.
The pitch. Swing. There's the drive to left field deep. This ball is way back. And for the third time this year, Mookie Betts has led off a game with a home run. Can you believe it?
Barnes ready to go. Now the delivery. And Mookie swings and he hits one well to right field deep. This one is back. This one is gone. Home run. Mookie Betts, his second home run of the night. And the Red Sox lead it 4-3.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now Machado with a fly ball to left field. Well hit, on its way, and it's gone. Manny Machado with his first home run as a Dodger. On the first pitch of the sixth inning, no doubt about it, the Dodgers take a 3-0 lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Obviously, we're talking baseball with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. John, do me a favor. Throw out your Twitter handle as well so people can follow you.
I'm at 1-2-John-Poulter.
1-2 John Poulter. You can follow him as well as Mike at Pigskin Opinion, me, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online. All right, so let's get into some of the stuff that's going on in the National League. It's a great race in the National League Central, and it's a great race in the National League East, and it's a great race right out here in the West, in our backyard with those Arizona Diamondbacks and the Los Angeles Dodgers. You know, every time you think that the D-backs are going to slip up, they figure out a way to grind out a few victories and keep themselves not only in the mix for the division, but also for the wild card. And I think if there's one thing that the Arizona Diamondbacks learned from last year, they want to win the division, and I think that they're going to do everything in their power to do that, John and Mike, but I don't know if they'll wind up doing that. But ultimately, if you think about what happened with them against the Dodgers in the postseason last year, not having their pitching staff and their rotation in the right order, that was a big problem. So winning the division is huge. It makes all the difference in the world, if you ask me. And John, we've got some really good races in the National League, to be honest with you. What do you think happens? Do the Phillies hang on? Do the Braves get it done? Do the Nationals come from behind? Do my Brewers get it done in the Central? Do the D-backs hold off this Dodger team? I mean, give us the skinny on what happens in the National League.
Well, it's funny that you mention it because, you know, they're all close races and they're all multiple team races. There's no one versus two and then everybody else just kind of sitting back and watching. In each of those three divisions, there's two teams that right now are pretty darn close, and then there's two or three teams behind them that are sort of jockeying, just waiting for one of those top two to fall back. And I look at that National League East, and Philadelphia currently in first place by a game and a half, but that's solely because they've played three extra games. Both the Braves and the Phillies have lost 48 games, Philadelphia winning 62, Atlanta 59. So basically from Atlanta's standpoint, it's within their own control. Go out and win those three games in hand, and they find themselves in a tie. Washington still lurking in the background. I'm really puzzled by that Nationals team. To me, I look at that team on paper, talent-wise, and Bryce Harper's struggles aside, I just don't understand why they have struggled as much as they have, and I still see a late-season run in them. I still see that being a three-team race. In the National League, the Cubs and Milwaukee, again, two teams that are pretty close. You pointed out earlier that although the Brewers are in second place, they do, in fact, have the most wins in the division. That has to be a good thing. Don't count St. Louis and Pittsburgh out. Pittsburgh showed that they can get back into it recently by going on an 11-win streak. All of a sudden, they're back into it. The Cardinals, can't figure that team out either. They've gone through an awful lot of injuries, especially in their starting rotation, and not just in the starting rotation, but guys at the top of that rotation. That's a funny team. I don't really understand why the Cardinals have struggled the way that they have, and we saw them fire Mike Matheny earlier in the season, and we chatted about that on an earlier show, that that's a very un-Cardinal-like move. But that division could get very interesting. The Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, clearly the top dogs in the West, but don't count out Colorado, don't count out San Francisco. Again, both of those teams a win streak away from getting right back into it and giving the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks some trouble. I agree with you that the Diamondbacks really need to win that division. I think they learned the hard way last year, and having said that, one of the things that surprised me, you asked me earlier about the July 31st trade deadline deals. I was quite frankly, I was surprised that the Diamondbacks didn't go out and do more in terms of beefing up that team, knowing that they were in a position to run with the Dodgers for the rest of the year, and knowing what the Dodgers had already done in terms of getting their big ace in Machado. I was surprised that the Diamondbacks didn't go a little deeper and go out and gamble and get themselves a big name, sort of as they did with J.D. Martinez in 2017. The lack of activity in Arizona surprised me a little bit, and the minor deals that they did do, I kind of thought they gave up more than they should have for what they got back in return, quite frankly.
John, in your honest opinion, I mean, there's been talk about, you know, you touched on Bryce Harper and his struggles, but does Bryce Harper end up back in Washington, or does he go somewhere else?
Depends on who wants to take a chance, Mike. I can kind of, given the year that he's had, I don't see him getting the kind of money that he's looking for from another team. And I don't see another team pledging any long-term contracts to him based on what they've seen this year. And quite frankly, he's not going to go elsewhere on a one-year contract. I can kind of see him signing a one-year performance deal, and I don't mean that the salary would be based on his performance. I can see him taking a gamble on himself for another year, hoping to come back and play the way that he has prior to 2018 and become a free agent again in 2019 and parlay that into a huge, big-dollar long-term contract with whoever's willing to write the check at that time. But I don't think he's had that good of a season right now that he can go to another team and demand the term and the dollars that he's looking for. I think he stays with the devil that he does know, probably for 1 year, and hopefully in 2019 has himself a monster year, and then he goes on the open market, and we're going to see what that market will bear this year with Machado, because he is having that kind of year. So I think what Machado gets this year will be a big factor in terms of where Harper is, but quite frankly, if you're another team and you're looking at those two guys right now and you can only pay one, you're going to pay Machado because he's been performing this year and Harper hasn't.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through. Hey, John, I'm kind of surprised that you don't like the Eduardo Escobar pickup for the D-backs. I thought that that was a hell of a pickup, obviously with Jake Lamb going down on the disabled list a little bit. But I thought that that was a pretty solid pickup and a guy that can be an igniter, an offensive starter, that kind of thing. So I don't think the D-backs did all that bad. I like what the Brewers did. Again, I think you got to kind of wait and see on a lot of these things. Everybody likes what the Yankees did, and you know, they're obviously kind of getting crushed out of that race from the Boston Red Sox the way that they're playing. But surprised that you didn't like the Escobar pickup by the D-backs.
It wasn't the pickup that I didn't particularly care for, Andy. I just thought that who else did they pick up? They picked up Andrés. I think Ziegler's having a bad year. Diekman is kind of a bit of a middle of the roster guy. I just thought that the prospects that they gave up and the potential that they gave up, and you know, let's face it, when you give up prospects and potential, that's exactly what it is. You don't know whether it's going to work out or it's not going to work out. I think back to a couple of deals back in the 80s where minor league pitchers or minor league players were traded for established stars, and at the time they were no names and they became rather good. The Tigers wanted Doyle Alexander. They gave up a double-A pitcher who was struggling to get him, and his name was John Smoltz, and we all know how that worked out. The Boston Red Sox needed a reliever. They picked up Larry Anderson from the Astros for a double-A second baseman whose name was first baseman whose name was Jeff Bagwell. So we all know how that deal worked out. So
yeah,
sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. I was just a little bit surprised, Andy, more in the quantity that the Diamondbacks picked up. Knowing what the Dodgers had already done, they had 3 or 4 days to react to the Machado deal to get somebody. I was surprised they didn't do more, given that they were in that dogfight for that championship, or that mini pennant, whatever we want to call it, in the National League West. And to your point, I think they learned last year they have to win the division. Knowing all of those factors, I expected them to go out and make, with all due respect to Escobar, I expected them to go out and make a bigger hit than Escobar. I'm not saying that he was a bad addition. I don't disagree with you. I just think they should have done more.
Hey, John, as always, we appreciate your time. I hear the music, so we got to let you go. But great stuff as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yep, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. Get at us, people. We're going to get into a lot of things, whether it's the Urban Meyer situation, Johnny football, NFL football, more Major League Baseball, you name it, we got you covered. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Harper looking for his first career hit against Chad Kuhl. High in the air, left center. See you later. Not bad pop for a leadoff guy.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
We handled it the right way. In our opinion, once again, there's going to be, I've been down that road. Well, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? It's a very personal matter. Domestic issues are a lot of he said, she said, and I care about people. We care about people as they move forward. So after now digesting it, praying on it, going through the typical conversations with the few people I have, you know, it's whatever time of day it is, I think we handled it right.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. That was Urban Meyer, if I'm not mistaken, from the Big Ten Media Day. And you know what? That was an absolute disaster of a day for Urban Meyer and Ohio State football. You know what? Look, it's a really, really unfortunate situation, Mike. You know, we've had things similar to this happen there at Penn State, where obviously you had the allegations and then what happened with Sandusky, and that went up obviously during Joe Paterno's watch. And now you have this going on at Ohio State with Urban Meyer. And the truth of the matter is you know what? You either love Urban Meyer or you don't like Urban Meyer. I'm sorry, but that's kind of the way I see him. And as far as football goes, I think he's a great coach, but I do think that there are some questions about his past, and then obviously now questions about his present with what's going on there at Ohio State University. But you're the college football guy. You're the football guy in general. You can get at Mike, by the way, on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion, so that tells you a little bit about the direction that Mike likes to go. And obviously me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. But Mike, what say you about Urban Meyer and the situation there at Ohio State?
It's a tough one, and you touched on you either like him or you don't. There's no gray area. You know, Urban, let's face it, Urban has a history of being, I don't know if I want to say lax with who he has on his coaching staff or who he has as playing. It was at Florida. He had 31, 32 guys that had a rap sheet, you know, at some point. So we will see what happens here, but it's not good. I mean, I personally, I don't think he's behind the scenes. They may be negotiating a buyout for Urban. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, and I know. I mean, it's, listen, when things like this happen, the whole situation is how do we get this guy out of there and how do we move on from it as quickly as possible? With Urban Meyer kind of talking a little bit about this here after the fact, I know, like we said, we did hear the clip from July 24th, the Big Ten Media Day. As this thing unfolds, you know, we heard Zach Smith talk the other day on ESPN, and obviously that's the coach that's in question here with what happened with he and his wife. And everybody has, it's interesting, everybody has Urban's back to a certain degree, Mike, and nobody feels that Urban should be fired or let go from this job. But ultimately, if things like this are happening under your watch, if you say one thing one time, if you say something else another time, you know what? It's a question of your character. It's a question of your credibility. And I think that that's where we're at with Urban Meyer right now. And again, you either love Urban or you don't like Urban. And as far as football goes, he is one of the best, if not the best, in all of the nation. But you have to be good at helping young men become young men and young adults. So I think that you have to be able to carry the ball in many different ways and not just on the field and the results that happened for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Isn't that correct?
No, that is correct. And it's a sad thing because we're all caught up talking about Urban and what's going to happen to him. And, you know, there are, I mean, they're just, that's what they are. But let's not forget that the real victim in all this was that coach's wife, Zach Smith's wife, who ended up, you know, she was taking abuse upon abuse upon abuse. She just told us, you can't have someone beating his wife the way he was and continue to employ him. That's just, it's a PR nightmare for Ohio State University.
No, I agree with you. And you know, it's interesting because, you know, again, what I would have liked to have been a little fly in the room and or on the wall to know exactly what was said between Zach Smith and Urban Meyer. You know, and again, it's interesting because Urban keeps kind of changing things a little bit. So you're questioning his character. You're questioning his conduct. And again, I think it's bigger than just football, man. You're talking about young men. You're talking about how they're going to live the rest of their lives. And you owe it to them. You have a responsibility as a coach to not only worry about the X's and O's, but you have to take care of business on and off the field. And I think that, you know, if you drop the ball off the field, and again, you made a great point earlier, Mike, by the way, when you were talking about some of the coaches that he has, you know, somewhat in question. Schiano, you know, he's a guy that's on that staff where he was let go from Rutgers, and some of the other situations that he had at Tennessee didn't happen. They were going to hire him. They fired him before it even got started. There's another coach that is on that staff. So I think you bring up a lot of good points about Urban Meyer and the people that he has on that staff as well.
Yeah, and it's – I mean, I don't know if it's one of those things where these coaches, the money's kind of got to them a little bit, and they – and it's all about the winning. It's not about, like you say, developing young in your program. Because some of those on these big-time programs have stepped into those living rooms and told that mom, told that dad, I will look after your son like he's my own. You know, something to the effect of that. But and the truth of the matter is they're all about the winning. They're usually the highest paid state employee. So, you know, I just wonder if we are overvaluing these coaches, and by overvaluing these coaches and paying them, they're forgetting what they're really there for.
No, and that's a good point from Mike. That's a really good point from Mike. By the way, again, you can always get at us, people. The phone number here is 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And please check out that website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And just getting back into what Mike was talking about, and I agree. You know what? Sometimes money makes you think that you are ATL, which is above the law. If you're not familiar with that terminology, I'm not talking about Atlanta. I'm talking about thinking that you are above the law. And a lot of times that's what happens with these coaches. They get a big head, they get big egos, and ultimately, you know what? Sometimes they make mistakes, and it doesn't mean that they're making mistakes on the field. It means that they're making mistakes off the field with how they go about handling their business with different people. So this is just another situation. Ohio State, it looks really, really bad for Urban Meyer. It looks really, really bad for that university. We'll see how it affects those guys playing. I think they're going to have really good support, to be quite honest with you, from their fans and obviously the kids that go to school there, their alumni. I think they'll get great support. But the truth is this is a disaster. This is an absolute disaster for the Ohio State Buckeyes. And speaking of disasters, I kind of want to talk a little bit about Johnny Football. And Mike, let's get into it. I don't know if you happen to see it. And there's other things I want to talk about. I want to talk to you a little bit about the thing that's going on with Donald Trump and LeBron James, too. Well, these guys are having a tweet war back and forth. So we'll get into that a little bit, too. But I don't know if you happen to catch Johnny Football on Friday night in the CFL. He got his first start for that Montreal team, and it was an absolute disaster. Four interceptions in the first half, didn't throw a touchdown. After the game, Johnny very vocal about what was going on. But, Mike, did you catch any of Johnny Football in the CFL?
No, I didn't catch any of them. I mean, like a lot of, you know, people, I caught the highlights and all that kind of thing. But it just sounded, from all accounts, it was just an unmitigated disaster. Throwing pick after pick, and he didn't look good. And he was kind of, you know, there's a lot of plays where he was kind of running for his life a little bit. I know there was a pick that really wasn't his fault. The receiver popped, you know, didn't catch it. It popped up in the air, and the defense took it from there. But I don't know why we keep worrying about Johnny Manziel anymore.
Okay, great question.
I mean, you and I have had this talk about Johnny Manziel a little bit. He's not making it back to the NFL. He's not an NFL quarterback. We don't even know if he's a CFL quarterback. So
I think you're right. I mean, but here's the problem is that the media and obviously ESPN puts it right in front of our faces because that was they always play those Friday night games from the CFL.
Right.
And then obviously there was a lot of talk about Johnny Football and, you know, him getting his debut in the CFL. And to be quite honest with you, it wasn't much different than his debut with the Cleveland Browns a few years back, too. It was atrocious. It was really bad. And I agree with you 100%. He's not only is he not an NFL quarterback, I don't even know if he's a CFL quarterback at this point. You know, four interceptions in the first half, like 11 for 20 on the game or something like that, 111, under 120 yards, no touchdowns. That it couldn't have gone any worse for Johnny Football is my point.
Yeah, no, and I'm right on board with you. I mean, like I said before he took over there, like I don't even know if he's a CFL quarterback. I don't know. Even know if he's a varsity quarterback right now. And, you know, his post-game comments about, you know, he's going to learn from this and he's going to, you know, work harder and all that kind of crap that, that a quarterback or players throw out there after they have a bad game. I don't even know if he spent any more time in the film room or just on the practice field, if it's going to really make any difference, because I'm convinced he's not a professional quarterback.
I'm with you 100%. Again, that's the voice of my partner, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, people. We're going to be here for about another hour and 10 minutes or so. The phone number to call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. All the shows are up there. It's Dorf on Sports Radio.com. A lot to get into, to be quite honest with you. A lot of NFL news, too, to talk about. Those Arizona Cardinals with Steve Wilks, the new regime here and how it's looking. I think it's a lot different feel. I don't necessarily know if the results are going to be much better, but the truth is Steve Wilks definitely much different than the way that Bruce Arians was running things. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We're going to come back and we're going to wrap up our number one. And Mike, by the way, you've got some great comments that I would love to read on the air. So keep posting these things, man, on Notoriety Sports Network. Anyways, we do have to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
You don't understand when people come up to us like, what the hell is your son doing? And I didn't really feel that until my mom said that. She just broke down. She was crying. And I saw the trickle-down effects of what I was doing in my daily life that were meaningless and pointless.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you.
and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, people. Just a couple minutes here before the end of the hour, and then obviously we're going to get into hour number two here. We're the hottest Sports Friday program all over the country. We're here every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time, so adjust your clocks wherever you are on the Eastern time zone, the Central time zone, Mountain Standard, Pacific. Like I said, it's always 8 to 10 a.m. You can always get at us. The phone number is 1-800-878-7529. Can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And please check out the website too. All the archives, some articles that are up there also. Guys like Mike Wilson write on there. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, I'm excited to talk to you about a lot of different things in hour number two, brother, and especially NFL. We've been teasing the Steve Wilks thing here in Arizona quite a bit because obviously it's near and dear to our hearts. I'm also a huge Green Bay Packer fan. I know you're a Dolphin fan. You're a Pittsburgh fan. So believe me, we're going to get people covered all over the country, and we talk about everything. So people's thoughts and people's opinions are more than encouraged, more than welcome. But hour number two is on the horizon, Mike. Hour number one is in the books, and I can't wait to talk to you about not only Arizona State, Sun Devil football, which you're checking out a little bit, but also some of what's going on in the NFL, brother.
Not forget the Pro Football Hall of Fame happened last night, so we can talk about that as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, you weren't very happy with T.O., and look, the bottom line is he's a great player, man. The guy is, what, number two on the all-time receiving list, right behind Jerry Rice? But anyways, I do hear the music. That means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Hour number one is in the books, people. That means hour number two is on the horizon. We're going to take a little short break. We'll be back. Again, phone numbers 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Keep it close, everybody. Hour number one's in the books. Hour number two is on the horizon. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea is accusing the United States of not living up to the spirit of the denuclearization agreement reached at the June summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling nations at a regional forum in Singapore to keep up sanctions on the North until it gives up its nuclear weapons. After Pompeo left that conference, North Korea's foreign minister said his country is determined to act in good faith, but is alarmed at what he says is the U.S. intention to go back to the old way of doing things.
President Trump speaks at a Columbus, Ohio rally on Saturday, where he heaps criticism on Democrats saying they want open borders.
Which equals massive crime. Like, they don't care about it. They don't care about the crime. They don't care about your military, and they don't care about your vets.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Former NFL stars inducted last night into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, among them Ray Lewis, who played all of his 17 seasons for the Baltimore Ravens and gave a rousing and inspirational speech last night.
I am truly blessed to have met so many men of faith. From my childhood pastors, Pastor Brown, Pastor Sims, my relationship with pastors is so vibrant, it's amazing. And they have guided me throughout my life and continue to guide me to this day. I have to thank every pastor that's been in my life and has prayed for my life and is still in my life.
The other inductees include linebacker Brian Urlacher, safety Brian Dawkins, and receivers Terrell Owens and Randy Moss. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro escapes injury after he was targeted in an attack while speaking in Caracas yesterday. Explosive drones going off in what they say was an attempt on Maduro's life. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tornadoes do not hit central Massachusetts often, but a tornado did tear through the town of Webster there yesterday. There are no reports of serious injuries, but this Webster resident says,
I felt like I was going to be like Wizard of Oz and taken away with it. I'm small, so you know.
About 50 people displaced from their homes. The Red Cross is helping them today. Coal consumption in the U.S. last year was at its lowest level since 1983, and it was the fourth consecutive year of declining domestic coal use. That according to a report from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, which also says the use of coal in electric power generation is down 36% since 2008, the highest level on record for U.S. coal production. Use of natural gas to create electricity is up 16% so far this year over last year, with renewable energy use up by 2% year to year. And actor Sir Patrick Stewart will make it so again, reprising his iconic role as Jean-Luc Picard, the captain of the starship on Star Trek The Next Generation. A new series will be set after the show, which ran from 1987 to 1994 and four movies that wrapped up in 2002. Stewart tweeting that returning to the role is an unexpected and delightful surprise. It'll be running on CBS's streaming service, CBS All Access.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You can get us in so many different ways, whether it's sportsbyline.com, whether it's iHeart, whether it's TuneIn, whether it's Notoriety Sports Network on Facebook Live. That's where we always broadcast every Sunday. So much to get into this hour, whether it's the NFL, what happened with the Hall of Fame and T.O. and whether you liked it or you didn't like it. Obviously, Major League Baseball, the races in the National League, a little bit more compelling than what's going on in the American League. But truth be told, I think we're in for a really, really good August and September, and then obviously the playoffs will get going. And then right after that, you got NBA basketball, you got college football, you got NFL football. Mike, this is about the time when I absolutely love talking sports. How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just another second out here of talking college football and all the other sports you said, man. This is a great, it's getting to that time where it's the great time of year for sports talk radio, and you and I are right in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's really good stuff, man. Obviously, a lot going on here in Arizona with the Sun Devils, a new coach there, a new coach with the Arizona Cardinals, a new coach with the U of A Wildcats. So much new stuff happening. We're going to get into it. A lot to talk about in this hour. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Gray surveys, throws, caught, touchdown. So that is Tanner Gentry. That one taken away. They get it back, and now an extra point away. So will he go for two here is the question.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Yes, I'm Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson alongside me. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, you got two options, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And you can also check out the website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. And obviously, with that clip, we're going to talk some NFL football, and the first game that took place was those Baltimore Ravens taking on the Chicago Bears. And the interesting thing there was watching Robert Griffin III, and I thought he looked pretty good, to be quite honest with you, Mike. And then you want to see Lamar Jackson make some throws. You don't want to see him make the mistakes like he did with the interception. However, he did show us that he is capable of making some tough throws into some tough windows, but he does have to make the right decision also because he did have that one interception. But Robert Griffin III, I was kind of happy and glad to see him look pretty decent, Mike. So your thoughts of the first taste of NFL football from Thursday night?
Yeah, wasn't that taste nice to have, though, with football being back, man. But getting back to what you're talking about with Robert Griffin III, yeah, he looked really good. I mean, I was happy for him. The way things have gone for him throughout his career, I mean, he came out like gangbusters that rookie season, and then, you know, he blew out the knee, and, you know, that's kind of all she wrote for a while with him. So to see him do and be successful the other night was a really good sight to see for him. Lamar, you know, you're going to look at his stats, you're going to be like, eh, you know, it wasn't some shocking, oh my God, this guy needs to start kind of thing. But he did show why people were going to, you know, kind of take a chance on him because he is a project. He's not ready for prime time by any means right now, but he did make some throws. He got a touchdown pass that looked good. He got out and ran around, which, you know, as he progresses as a professional, he's going to learn that, you know, he doesn't want to run and get out and about, because then, you know, defenders' eyes, linebackers and big safeties, their eyes get all big and they'll want to come after him. So, you know, overall, between the two quarterbacks, it was good to see. They did some good things, they did some bad things. I mean, it's your basic kind of preseason kind of gauging where everybody's at this point, Dorf.
I agree. That is the voice of Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime. I'm Andy Dorf. Again, we're here every Sunday live from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time. You get at us at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And again, check out that website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hey, let's just continue talking about quarterbacks and, you know, things that are happening in the National Football League, and something that's near and dear to us, obviously, is what's going on here in Arizona. You have a new regime, not only with the Arizona State Sun Devils and Herm Edwards, but also with Steve Wilks and the Arizona Cardinals. And everything that I'm hearing so far is much different feel at camp with the Cardinals than it was in the past with Bruce Arians. And it's really interesting because it's almost like the local media is somewhat dogging the way that Bruce Arians went about it. And I think that to a certain degree, what happens is you know, you get old, you get stale, you get complacent. You've got a new guy in here right now in Steve Wilks, and he's a defensive-oriented guy, as we all know, which BA was more of an offensive-oriented guy, and the no-risk-it, no biscuit mentality from him. And I also think that it's been interesting seeing how Steve Wilks is giving a lot of praise to the offense as well. And, you know, a lot of people are high on Josh Rosen. I know you were high on Josh Rosen coming into the draft. And I do think at some point he's going to get an opportunity because it's really difficult for Sam Bradford to stay healthy. And there's already been some signs of him limping in practice and things along those lines. But truth be told, different regime, a much different way of doing things. What are your impressions from what you've heard or what you've seen from the Arizona Cardinals in their first week of camp?
Well, you hit it right on the head right there when you said, you know, things, you know, with the no risk it, no biscuit kind of mentality, things get stale, same voice. Maybe the players don't pay attention to that voice. And with this new regime with Steve Wilks, it's new, it's fresh, it's exciting, different way of doing things. So maybe this is what this team, this organization needed, was just a fresh voice to inspire these players on this team. And make no doubt about it, I mean, there's talent on this team to do well. You know, I think you and I would both agree that maybe the Cardinals have maybe underperformed a bit the last couple of years, but they've had to deal with some injuries as well. And with Bradford, like you say, you know, people talking about maybe he's been limping a little bit. That shouldn't come as a surprise, but Rosen, you know, Rosen's going to get his opportunity, just like you said. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon, maybe about halfway through the season or something like that. But as long as Bradford is upright and mobile, he's going to be the starter.
Well, and a lot of people from what I've heard also, again, we're talking Arizona Cardinal football right now. You can always get at us 1-800-878-7529. To be quite honest with you, anything that's on your mind is going to be on our minds here on the program. So it doesn't have to be what we're talking about, but we are talking some Arizona Cardinal football. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, always live every Sunday, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific time. And Mike, you know, it's what I've heard is it's night and day as far as accuracy goes. Sam Bradford seems to, you know, when he's upright, the guy throws a heck of a ball. He can be pretty good, but the trick is obviously keeping him upright, and he probably won't make a lot of those mistakes that Josh Rosen would, because let's be honest, whatever you're seeing in the preseason is not what you're going to see during the regular season. So guys like Josh Rosen, if you don't flourish, if you don't look good in the preseason, then I think that spells a lot of trouble for what could happen to you in the regular season. And with that being said, Mike, I think that this is the approach. If the Cardinals get out to a slow start, let's say they're 1-4, at that point, what do they have to lose? Maybe you throw the rookie in there for a spark. If they get off to the opposite, a 4-1 start, then obviously it's all good, and you got to figure out a way to keep Sam Bradford on the field, because if that's the case, then they're probably going to have a much better season than what the odds makers think. And by the way, if you don't know, the number is 5.5, at least that's what it opened up at for the Arizona Cardinals and their win total. So the field, or I should say the public, doesn't think that this is necessarily going to be that great of a football team, Mike.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, they're going off of what we've seen the last couple of years, 2-3 years, in terms of not just feeling confident in their hometown club. But you are right. I mean, it absolutely comes down to how they start the season. If they get off to a 4-1 start, then everything's good. Bradford's the man. And, you know, and just the opposite. I mean, if they start off 1-4, then you're exactly right. I mean, what do you have to lose? I mean, what's it going to hurt by putting Rosen in there and start putting his feet to the fire? Because he is the future of this program as of right now. So getting off to that good start is going to be very important for this ball club, for the Arizona Cardinals, to get something positive moving. You know, and then you got to think, you know, you're not going to have Fitzgerald around forever either. And, you know, how are they going to handle not having Fitzgerald moving forward? So, you know, it's going to be interesting here in Phoenix for sure.
Yeah, and there's three guys, if you ask me, that'll have a huge impact on this offense, and that's going to maybe even four. Sam Bradford, him staying healthy, obviously Larry Fitzgerald, what he does catching the ball. DJ, man, him coming back and having a really, really solid year would be awesome for the Cardinals. And then on the other side, Patrick Peterson. How will he flourish in his new role on the defensive side of the ball? Anyways, I hear the music. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Just by season starter and 12, starter and 13 before losing the job to Kirk Cousins. And that is caught and into the end zone goes Max Williams, a tight end for the touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Entire building picked up this week. Here, Peterson up the middle, and he will take it all the way for an Arizona touchdown, 27 yards.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, my people. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend recap here on Dorf on Sports. And again, you can always catch me late night doing the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Again, we are always live Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time as well. So adjust your clocks wherever you are in the Eastern time zone, whether it's Central, whether it's Mountain, whatever it is, adjust it, because we're always here from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time. Get at us in a couple of different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And please check out that website too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike. So just a final thought as we heard the clip there from the Arizona Cardinals. Again, you know, I think Patrick Peterson in a new position, he could flourish in the Cardinals' new defense. I'm excited to see him. The problem has obviously been opposite him to go out there and get another corner that can step up their game. And, you know, Honey Badger gone. I think that that's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out and works out for the Arizona Cardinals. But in general, a lot of new, I guess the way to look at it is in general, and to be honest with you, over the whole state of Arizona, when you think about the football programs, whether it's at Arizona, whether it's at Arizona State, or whether it's with the Arizona Cardinals, I guess the key word to me right now, Mike, would be change. And it's change in every single one of those.
Yeah, it is change in every single one of those. And it's going to be interesting to see, like you said, how it plays out, because let's face it, we have a lot of ardent football fans in this town, and they want their teams to succeed. And you and I want their teams to succeed, even though we have alliances with different teams. So with Steve Wilks, I'm telling you, if he can somehow get to 8-8, the fans might be happy with that, considering, like you said in the last segment, that the over-under is like 5 wins for the year. And then you got Herm Edwards and you got Kevin Sumlin down there in Tucson at the U of A, you know, trying to redefine the college football programs at those two schools. So it's going to be fun to watch, though, for sure.
All right. So obviously there's going to be a bunch of guys that are getting an opportunity to showcase themselves for the first time this week in the NFL, and an interesting matchup. You have the Browns playing the Giants, and that's obviously Baker Mayfield, and that's obviously Saquon Barkley. And what I've seen so far from the Giants out of their camp is the offensive line has obviously been opening up some holes. But again, this is very early. Saquon Barkley, though, could be a huge difference for them. And I'm really curious to see if Baker Mayfield can go out there and run the offense. And, you know, the Cleveland Browns themselves are talking all kinds of trash about how they think that they're not only a playoff contender, but Super Bowl contenders. And honestly, I'd like whatever some of those guys are smoking, like Jarvis Landry, but obviously I'm kidding around. And look, as a professional athlete, you have to feel that you're the best and that you can win every single game. But I also think that you have to do it within reason. The Browns need to win one football game before they start talking about playoffs and Super Bowl. But early, man, preseason, it's kind of interesting how these kinds of things happen. You know, you have the number one and number two players that were selected going head-to-head in their first preseason game. I think it's kind of cool, man.
I think it is kind of cool, and there is a lot of talk. I mean, we've been talking about Saquon now for a few weeks, and even going back to the draft in terms of what people expect out of him. And I'll go back to, I got to see this guy play live at the Fiesta Bowl here at Cardinal Stadium back in January. And the guy's legit. I mean, he has all pro, you know, written all over him. He's a good kid. He's a hard worker. And then on the opposite side of the coin, you got Baker Mayfield. And I don't know if there's just another draft pick that has more pressure on him than him, than Baker Mayfield right now. Because, you know, being drafted number one overall, if you're the number one overall draft pick, you have to be, and this is just my opinion, you just have to be transcendent. And there's a lot of questions about Baker Mayfield. And maybe it's a lot of off the field stuff. Maybe it's his height, that he has, you know, he can't control that, but it still is going to play a factor. But, it's going to be fun to watch these two, kind of go, I don't want to say head to head because they play two different positions and all that kind of thing, but just see what they look like, on the professional level.
Well, and like you said, transcending, I think that it'll be interesting to see, you know, which one of these guys looks the part more, I guess, from the get, you know, right. And it's preseason game number one again. And I think that you have to understand that the defenses that these guys are looking at right now are not going to be what the defenses are during the season. So if they don't have success right now, I actually think that that's a real cause for concern moving forward. But the truth is, I question whether or not Baker Mayfield will be transcending. I do think that Saquon Barkley is going to be a very good running back. And, you know, he has a veteran quarterback. And I think that, you know, that's huge. You know, when you look at the keys being given to Saquon Barkley, you know, as a running back in that offense for the New York Football Giants versus Baker Mayfield being the quarterback and given the keys to that offense, you know, I think a lot more is on his shoulders, Mike.
Yeah, and I would absolutely agree. And Saquon, let's face it, Saquon has more to work with and a more successful organization to work with than Baker does. I mean, yeah. Saquon can look up and, you know, there's a, you know, a possible Hall of Fame quarterback taking the snaps and handing him the ball. There, you got Odell out wide. You got a revamped and improved offensive line. You don't know what you got with Cleveland, okay? And you talked about all this bluster coming out of Brown's camp from Jarvis Landry to maybe even Baker's probably said some stuff. You know, you've won one game or two games in the last couple of years. Shut up and play ball.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and win some games, and then people may jump on the Brown bandwagon. But until then, keep your mouth shut, keep your head down, and just play ball and win some games before you start talking playoff, before you start talking Super Bowl. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand that talk at
no,
all.
I don't either.
Especially coming off of what, you know, Cleveland did last year in the last couple of years. So, you know, we'll see, but I would expect more success coming out of the New York Football Giants than I would Cleveland.
All right, so real quickly, I want to touch on the Patriots' latest move, which is bringing Eric Decker in, and I think that's another fantastic move by Bill Belichick, another really good target. However, obviously the knock on him is staying healthy, but truth be told, this is a guy that can catch the ball. This is a guy that can make plays for Tom Brady, and I think it's a really, really solid move if the guy can stay healthy for the New England Patriots, Mike.
Oh yeah, it's just you can just chalk it up to another move where Belichick may be ahead of other programs. You know, he knows more than others. And Decker, you saw what he did in Denver when he had Peyton Manning. He had some good times with the Jets for a little bit until he got hurt. So he's a solid receiver, good hands. He's a big target. You know, so it just makes you wonder, you know, the revolving door of receivers that that they have had there, and it just keeps going. There's nobody misses a beat with it. So I think this is going to do everything to help Tom Brady be even more successful and maybe even get the team back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's just one of those really, really solid moves. And by the way, I got TC Casey chiming in here on Notoriety Sports Network, where you can catch me on Facebook Live. Season ticket holder for the Pats. Decker is healthy. Remember him last year on the Jets is what he's saying. Titans were a mess at wide receiver. And the truth is I love the pickup for the New England Patriots, man. It's just another great move by Bill Belichick. Those guys seem to get it right more often than not, as we all know. But I do hear the music. Means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. You can always get at us, people. The phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Keep it close, everybody. We've got about 20 minutes or so left here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
3 yards for a first down, 4 for a touchdown. Brady throwing corner of the end zone. Caught! Touchdown. Julian Edelman.
It's a reverse. Lamb throws it to the quarterback, and Mayfield catches a touchdown pass.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Third down and about 3.5 from the 21. McCoy in the backfield takes the handoff, runs up the middle, breaks a tackle. He's inside the 10, cuts to the left, into the end zone. Buffalo wins. 21-yard touchdown run by the Bills. They win it in overtime, 13-7. And a whole host of Bills are diving all over the snow and chasing down LeSean McCoy in the left corner of the end zone as the Bills pull it out in overtime.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us in a couple of different ways. Give us a phone call, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And again, I'll be back late night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time. I talk, obviously, about the weekend recap and what happened in the weekend that was the sports world on Sports Overnight America. We do the Sunday morning thing each and every Sunday. We're always live from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific time. So make it a destination, make it a place that, make an appointment, basically. Make it an appointment to check us out and hang out with us in the mornings from 8 till 10 a.m. Pacific time. And again, wherever you are, whether it's Eastern Standard Time, Mountain, Central, whatever it is, adjust your clocks. We're here every Sunday at 8 a.m. Pacific time till 10 a.m. And then again, I come back late night at 10 p.m. Pacific time and do the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. But I love Shady McCoy, by the way. I think that dude is an awesome running back. You know, he's not one of those top three or four or five guys, Mike, but truth be told, he has big games week in and week out. And I also love hearing the fact that, you know, you're talking about guys that play in snow and they play in elements there in Buffalo. So interesting. I wonder what the Buffalo Bills look like this year, Mike.
Yeah, you do. You know, they drafted the big kid from Wyoming with the big arm, but he also has accuracy issues. So you wonder how quick he's going to get thrown in there. From what I've read, it's been kind of a struggle in preseason, or not preseason, but the training camp for him in terms of being accurate and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, this draft class has a lot of good but not yet tested quarterbacks. So it's going to be interesting to me to see which one of these quarterbacks is the bigger success and which one it happens for the quickest. So we'll see. You know, Buffalo, they still have to play Tom Brady twice. I mean, I think that division is New England's from start to finish. I don't think they're going to be challenged too much. But you're right with McCoy. McCoy is one of those guys that can take it to the house at any point, anywhere on the field. And so, you know, with all his off-the-field stuff that happened, how is he going to just kind of bulldoze through? How is he going to rise above that to help his team win?
Yeah, it'll be interesting again, man. You know, like you said, I think it's the New England Patriots. That's their division. It's been like a couple of decades of them just kind of running through that laughing stock or laughing joke of a conference, and usually teams don't push them very, very hard at all. But yeah, we'll see which one of these young guns gets it going. And speaking of that, Sam Darnold gets the big contract, and now he's there. I'm just curious, do you think there's any animosity from some of these veterans when you have these young guys holding out? And I understand, man, it's about getting paid, and it's about getting what you deserve. But do you think there's any animosity from the older guys when they see that from these rookies coming in?
You know what? They may not say it, but I think there is to a point. But then again, all these veterans want are guys that are going to help them win, because they know that their career is based on you know, the success that the team has. And so while there may be some jealousy, bottom line is they just want these guys to be able to contribute and at some point maybe contribute in a big way.
Yeah. Hey, and you know, I want to just kind of shift gears with you, because we've got about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes left here in the program, and I want to get a couple of other things in. But obviously, we'll talk about whatever's on people's minds at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for a discussion there at Pigskin Opinion for Mike, and then it's obviously Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. Check out that website as well. Again, it's dorfonsportsradio.com. Couple things I want to get in before we get out of here. Obviously, there's a golf tournament going on, and Tiger Woods was playing well the first couple of rounds. And actually, I think he has the lowest round three on the PGA Tour, but that didn't take place for him in round three. I think he shot three over par, so he's a little bit out of the mix, but obviously, we talked about it a couple weeks ago with Tiger being in the mix there at the Open Championship a little bit, and obviously it made it a little bit more fun for about an hour or so on that Sunday. But truth be told, yeah. You know what? The better that Tiger looks, these other guys seem to look that much better too, you know, and Tiger winds up going out and shooting a pretty good couple of rounds, but then again, he has that blow up. And Mike, that's been the thing for me about Tiger, is I don't know if this guy will ever be able to put four rounds of golf together again.
No, that you're exactly right. That is the question. You know, everybody gets excited. Like a couple of weeks ago, he was kind of tied for the lead or up by a stroke for like 30 seconds, and then it was gone. I think the crowd, I think the PGA fans are just, they're so thirsty for Tiger just to get a win, that, you know, maybe, and you don't want to say that the pressure gets to Tiger. You know, at this point, he's dealt with so many, you know, power pressure situations and come through many a time. But he's in his 40s. I mean, you know, he's hit that spot where, you know, the body starts kind of going, and you just don't have it, you know, at a certain age. And, you know, as much as you and I would love to see Tiger win, you got to put four rounds together, and he has yet to do that. And like you said, the question is he ever going to be able to do it? Because these young guys, they're not scared of him. You know, there was a comment a couple of weeks ago, like, yeah, it's great to see Tiger out there, but we're not scared of him. You know, they're past the point of, you know, going, oh, my God, and, you know, look at what he's doing on the back nine, and what am I going to do? And then, you know, that kind of plays with your head a little bit. These young kids, they don't care. They're talented in their own right.
No, and I think you hit the nail on the head. I think the fear factor is gone, man. That's what it is. Is, you know, on a Sunday, if Tiger was two or three shots behind and people felt his presence, now you don't really feel his presence all that much. And when you do feel it, he finds a way to blow it and figures out a way to snap foo a couple of shots or whatever it is. And, you know, it ultimately taking himself out of contention, to be quite honest with you. But I do see his swing being a lot more solid. I do think that his core is a little bit better right now than it's been. Me knowing myself from having some back problems myself, it's really important to work on that core. And I do think that Tiger's incredibly strong right now, but I don't think it's showing necessarily out on the playing field, where he's out there on the golf course and still struggling and having a hard time putting four rounds together. Hey, something else I want to get in before we get out of here. I don't know if you're up on this, but I'm pretty sure you are in some way, shape, or form. Have you been noticing the Twitter war between Donald Trump and LeBron James as of late?
Yeah, I have. I'll try not to be as political. I don't know. I mean, the guy that we have in the White House needs to concern himself more with what's going on in the world than what LeBron James is doing in terms of building a school, giving kids a chance, getting kids in a school and giving them more of a shot at going to college and graduating than he is. I mean, he basically called LeBron stupid in his tweet, either yesterday or the day before. Let's just say that the jury is still open on whether or not, you know, he is smart enough to do what he's doing. So, I think it's beneath the presidency to do what he's doing. I really do. He's like a 12-year-old. And right now I'm just ashamed of what this country has done by putting this guy in the office, because he has sullied the presidency, in my opinion.
Look, I mean, and basically the tweet that Mike is referring to is Donald Trump, and I'm gonna preface this. I don't have it in front of me by any means, but look, LeBron did an interview with Don Lemon, and he basically said something along the lines of that even Don Lemon made LeBron James look smart, and he said that's really, really hard to do, something along those lines. And then he said, I like Mike, and obviously he was referring to Michael Jordan. And the truth of the matter is this, and look, man, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think most people would agree that his job is not to criticize what LeBron James is doing, because if you're criticizing what LeBron James is doing, I'm sorry, but you just don't get it. He's giving those kids in Akron, Ohio, a chance. You know, he's given, I think it's 250 kids that'll be going to that school to start with. And those are kids that are less fortunate. Those are kids that wouldn't have a chance without a guy like LeBron James making the step for them to have a school. So it's a great humanitarian act. It's a great way to give back to your community. And you know what? This shows the kind of character, this shows the kind of man that LeBron James is, because let's be honest, man, he's in LA now. So the truth is to me, this just shows you even more what Akron, Ohio, what the state of Ohio means to LeBron James when you really think about it, and he still wants to give back to that community. I think it's great, Mike.
It is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, we need more athletes to do stuff like this. And I know there's plenty of athletes that give scholarships and have foundations and stuff, and that's great. But to take it to the level that LeBron has in terms of building a school, giving these kids a shot at college, at graduation, at maybe possibly a life that they couldn't even imagine, considering, you know, the type of neighborhood that they may be in. So, you know, raise a glass, shout all praise to King James on this one.
All righty, people. We got to take one final pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap it up like we always do with parting shots from Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. Again, it is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Keep it close, everybody. Parting shots still to come.
With 3 seconds left, Cleveland triggers in. James, 2 seconds, 1 second to the win. Oh! LeBron James delivers! That's a winner in Cleveland!
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice, cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
Oh, that would be nice, to be quite honest with you. We're sweating away in the Valley of the Sun, man, where it's an average of like 100 and stupid outside each and every day. So that was perfect, Scott, to be quite honest with you. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. It's parting shot time. Before we do that, though, always follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And again, always live Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time. I come back late night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, to do the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. So, Mike, parting shot time, brother. You're up.
Yeah, and my parting shot will be at Ohio State University. I think you, Ohio State fans, you have to come to the realization that you need, that the school needs to get rid of Urban Meyer. What he did, not that he was at the, he hit anybody or anything, but he kept a guy on his staff, on his coaching staff that, was beating his wife. I think too many people are getting wrapped up, in, you know, what's Ohio State going to do with Urban. Let's not forget that that coach's wife is the true victim in all this, and that domestic violence is no joke and should be dealt with severely.
No, I think, hey, that's a great take, man. Great parting shot about Urban Meyer and the Ohio State situation. Mine is going to be about NFL football, man. I mean, we've got preseason week one this week ahead of us. And again, I don't think that you should take too much stock in this stuff. But the truth is you do want to see guys go out there and showcase their talents to a certain degree and make plays. show you that they're capable of doing things at this level. And I'm really going to be interested in the Cleveland Browns and the New York Football Giants. Obviously, you have Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley in that number one, number two selection. So very interested to see how those guys perform in week one of the preseason. And obviously, a whole docket of games, too. But for Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side, making everything possible, all the great clips and highlights that he has from Major League Baseball.com and the NFL.com and obviously NBA.com, we appreciate it. Keep it close, everybody. Have a great day. It's been the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be back next week.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.